It was so many cars outside there. There must be more people than I think in this valley. I thought there was just a few people there. No, any questions? Or any sharings? That was a nice yang. I understand this language. If anybody doesn't understand this love, this tears, then it's a pity. And most people only understand words. They can't go beyond words. Into the dimension of love, silence, peace, happiness. To go there, you have to leave all the words. Normally people, they're trying to express themselves and say something, then they are always misunderstood. But I understand better this. I understand much better this. The heart is helpless. How to express the heart? No? To smell the flower, you have to come close to it. Otherwise, people, they scream to get hurt, no? They have their opinions, their ideas. And out of that, only chaos. Because all those ideas just coming from someone's mind, someone's ego. So you are very safe to put out these tears. From tears, from the heart, then you go deeper, then more silence. From words and ideas and ego, more chaos. That's why you have to be careful what you put out. Because only you are responsible for what you're putting out and what you are sharing with the world. If you want peace, if you want silence, if you want happiness, that is the qualities you have to share. If you share arrogance, anger, ideas, frustration, hatred, that's what you have to live with. And still, very few people see this. Very few people understand this, this simple law. This is the law, the Dharma. That is just how it is. So one should be very aware what one puts out. So you sow that you reap. It's like that. That you sow that you will reap. Only you is responsible. But because we don't have any awareness of what we are doing, how we're behaving, how we're talking, then we can create and do and say many hopeless things. Only light takes away darkness. Only consciousness takes away unconsciousness. Only love takes away hate. This is the law. That is how it is. But the mystery is that human beings, they can even keep their eyes shut. Even if there is light, they can still be in darkness. Even if there is love, they can still be in hate. Even if it's consciousness, one can still be in unconsciousness. This is how the humans are. They have a possibility to receive, to see. But only a possibility. For that, one has to open. Open the eyes, open the heart, open the soul, open the mind. That is how it is. Nobody can do it. For any flower, for any tree, for anything in existence, this happens by itself. The sun comes, the spring comes, and the flower opens just by itself. But for human beings, it's not like that, because they can go much more beyond that. They can be conscious, or they can stay unconscious. So one can live the whole life without opening. Then it's a waste. Or one can open. Take the challenge, take the joy, take the bliss of opening, of expanding, of growing. And then one can flower. Even human beings can flower. But only if one opens. That's how it is. Anyone else want to say something? Thank you. Or would you like to say something too? Just that, no? That's good. So, Randy, you're getting warm now?
Yes.
Yeah? Even I left the door open and still you're getting warm? How come? How is Bodhini doing? Why only? Okay, what's up? How to function?
In that love. This again and again, it's like I feel that I had an experience of being free, of feeling free. And then suddenly I find myself in the cage again. As Bansi said in the beginning of the sharing today, that how easy it is to feel separate. More difficult it is to be alone and how much easier it is to be together, and I feel like these days it's like I really feel that.
Difficult to be alone, in which way? Then you don't get any support for this? Or in which way?
It's more this feeling of not feeling.
Here, you mean part of here?
Yeah. I just see, like, when I'm going back, when I came here, you know, I got totally involved immediately. You know, it was like, that was it, that was everything. And then I have been many years, you know, and then I went out of being so.
Because you had your big dream there to run the spa, no? That what in the hotel, no? What happened? Then it all didn't work, and then you ask, can I come to Brazil? And I said, yeah, come. Then you dropped everything, no? You told me. Yeah? And now what? Where are you standing now? Was it a good experience?
With the spa?
Yes. What did you learn there?
I don't know, it's like when I did it, I felt that it could bring myself more to together, more focused.
Mm-hmm. And did it?
Yes.
Maybe, no?
Yes.
And now?
Now it's like I'm
you have any dilemma now?
I feel this kind of confusion that I know that, like how, I don't know.
I know, that's why I'm talking to you.
Yeah. This to be part and to be involved and then it's like, I don't know if it's only an idea, but it's like I feel this longing to live my own life.
No? Yeah, but
I know it shouldn't be that separate.
Nothing should or should not, whatever, it's no should. You know, it should not be like this. You can say that it should be like that. No, if it shouldn't be like this, if it is something else, no? That's the thing, you have to be true, then there's no conflict. Hmm? If you feel like you're living your own life is to go to America or Africa or wherever, then you do that, no? And if you feel like living your life is to get involved, then you get involved, no? Otherwise, you make conflict, then you get confused. That is your situation. No? Hmm? This is just ideas. This has to come from anything you do, it has to come from inside. You have to feel it. Huh? Then there's no doubt. Hmm? There's no doubt. And otherwise, you are split. What is your life? What is your life? Who are you? Yeah? So if you still have some ideas, very good, go. Hmm? You have my blessings, anybody can go wherever, do whatever their life is. Fine. I'm just want you to be happy. If you are happy to go to Los Angeles and be a cook or whatever, start a restaurant, good, do that. Or if you want to go safari in Congo, very good. Hmm? Or learn Chinese in Shanghai. Very good. Don't make any conflict of that. Hmm? It has to come from the inside. It cannot be from the mind. And that's where your problem is. Because it should. Nothing should. Things are. And if you feel like getting involved, then you get involved. Because that is not that you should. It's because this is what I feel. I can understand what you're talking about, but I never had this dilemma. No? When I met my master, then I stayed. There was never any conflict. My life, that was my life. That is my life. And only that is. 100%. That was always my life. This is my life. Then there is no conflict. There is no confusion. There is no wavering. You study. Hmm? So if you still have some dreams, some ideas of what your life, then very good. But this is how you torture yourself. I understand, because I see people have these kind of problems. I didn't have that. I never had that kind of problem. I've always been total in what I'm doing. That's why I remind you, be total. But you can't be the totality I'm talking about. You can't have before you feel it in your heart, in your guts, in your being. When you feel that, then there is no doubt. Then only you can be total, all of you, not just the part that you should be like that or you should do this. No, this is it. So up till that point, be confused. Learn from it, no? That's good. That's how we learn. As long as your life, it will be some problems, because then you are then separate. Whose life? Whose life? This kind of confusion's dilemma never comes up in the heart. The heart knows where it belongs. The heart knows where it belongs, where it's happy. Only the mind, only the ego can have conflict. Where do I belong? What should I do? Where should I be? That is the mind, that is the ego, that is separation. The heart knows. And if the heart really has found where it feels peace, and if one is courageous and mature enough to listen and feel the heart, then there's no conflict. Then one stays where the heart is content. Then if not, then listen to the mind. Then it has 1,001 dreams to do. That's how it is. Because I see that you are uneasy. That's why I ask you. Then you, if you are not steady, then you can get any idea, no? Do this, do that. Then also you get easily influenced of anything. Because it's just mental things. Anything that is heard, anything that is said, anything that is seen can influence you, because you are not steady. If you are steady, nothing can, because you know. The wind can very easily uproot a little tree. How can it uproot the mountain? How can the wind uproot the mountain? Impossible. That is what surrender is. That is what surrender, you have given up. No, you have surrendered to something that is bigger. Then you have to go. That is the surrender. Then steadiness, peace, clarity, totality. That is the outcome. That's how it is. Happiness also comes. Happiness also comes. Like happiness comes like a shadow. Like a shadow. Live in the mind, live in the ego, live in doubt, live in projection, live in quarrels, live in all these kinds of things, and you live in hell. You live in darkness. Live in the truth, live in clarity, live in silence, and you live in love. Then light, then happiness will follow. Otherwise, confusion follows. That's how it is. There's nothing in between. This is two things, no. This is how it is. It doesn't matter for how long or how old or how long people have been sannyasin, or how new they are, nothing matters. It matters if this has been digested and this has been absorbed, and this has happened, this totality, this seeing, this acceptance of how things are. Only then there is peace. And in that peace, who wants to leave that peace? Impossible. Impossible. Who wants to leave happiness when they have been married with happiness? Nobody. Nobody. So it's just a sign that that peace, that clarity, that happiness is not touched. It hasn't been touched yet. Then we can talk about this blah, 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 blah. I mean that. This has nothing to do with reality. Just clouds. Do you think the blue sky cares if there is any clouds or not? No, it's supposed to be there. But it is not the clouds, it's the blue sky. No, this is how it is. All these things has to come from your own understanding, your own deep understanding. Otherwise, you will always be in doubt, always be in confusion, always be easy to influence with anything. When it comes from yourself and it comes from the source, then nothing can shake you. In fact, only then also are you strong enough to stand up for any nonsense that you hear both outside you and inside yourself. You will stand up for it and say, no, this is nonsense. I don't want to listen. This you should say to anybody who talks nonsense outside, and you take it to yourself when you start talking nonsense inside. No, this is nonsense. Just like that. Shut up. All my life I've been listening to nonsense. No, it's enough. Enough is enough. I want peace now. Before you know that and you realize that, then you will always have these voices, both outside and inside. The outside is just a reflection of the inside. Then you still, if you are in a bad company inside you, you will hear bad company outside you. I have no problem being together with people, I have no problem being alone. But maybe I prefer being alone. Because most people just talk nonsense. They can't really be silent. They can't really be real. They can't be total. Then there is always a lot of mess around. That is the beauty, being together, if you are not influenced by the mind, by the ego, then there can be peace. And then it's beautiful to be together. That doesn't mean you can't do anything. You have to do something. Everybody has to do something in this world, no? But that doesn't matter. You know, this is just your action, what you are doing. It has nothing to do with your inner world. There's no conflict. The war is finished. Let it be peace. But nothing can happen before it happens. People, they even can come to heaven and they want to leave because there's not enough happening. And that is fine. Just go to hell then. Then when you suffered more in hell and burnt your ass, then maybe, oh no, it was so good in heaven. Then only maybe you will appreciate it, if you manage to come back. If you manage to come back. Because who wants somewhere, the people in heaven, they are very clean, they smell very good, they are very light-footed, because they have to walk on the clouds. Who wants somebody with a burnt ass there? They smell bad. They smell bad. It reminds me, always in Brazil in the summer they have the barbecue. And this barbecue, it reminds me so much from this burning the bodies in India. When you have the bad bodies, they burn it, and it's things that flash, the burnt flash. And just like that, I smell there. They love those barbecues. But in heaven, it will be more difficult, I tell you. Because when everybody is nice and clean and nothing, not burning, nobody is barbecuing any pigs or anything there. And then somebody comes, can I come back? I just burnt my whole butt in the hell. Stinks. This is not the kind of smells they want in heaven. That's what it is. Nobody can help you then. This is your own doing. You have to know, you have to see, you have to learn. This is how the law is. You have created yourself. You want it to go good. Everybody supports you. Even all the angels will say, do 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 do, have a good trip to hell. Fine. This is a free world. That's how humans are. They can't really enjoy before they are ready, before they are mature enough. It's something inner. When you are mature, then you know, because then you have seen, you have understood how the world is, how this world is. Then you want peace. Then you want love. Then you want to rest. Then you want silence. Then you appreciate it. Then you cry then, because you're so happy. That's how it is. You don't have any dreams that you should be anywhere else, because now you have seen. This has to come from your own understanding. Otherwise you won't enjoy, even if you're in heaven. Even if you're in the temple of love, you won't appreciate. And you will feel, say something. Something stupid you will say. That's how it is. That's how humans are. Now you understand why I like to be more alone. For me, no problem to be alone. So here, in this beautiful mystic valley we have, here is no problem with the grilling. I'm very happy here because I have no neighbors. There are no grilling. In Brazil it's a little bit difficult. That's the only thing, maybe we have to find a place further away from those grillers. We should have more property. No, no, he starts again. No, I start again. Is there a big property? No, Kundan is back now. You are good in that, no? I think I have to take you there because you've been talking too much now. I'm sure you have been up there in the north for many months, talking many months now. But say you are home safely now. When did you come?
Yesterday.
Yeah, so this was a good landing, no? It's just what you needed now. Otherwise, when it's got any worry, you're getting older or totally no landing over. That's not good, man. It's good you have won the sannyasin color today, that you get a little, I'm back now in the fire. That's good. Are you ready to get burnt? Huh? Because I burned you in the nice, then you get nice mud. That's the difference. Another thing with humans is like, if they get used to things, you know, then they take it for granted. That's another thing. It doesn't matter how good you have it, whatever, how you are staying, then you start taking it for granted. Why is that? Because we are sleepy. Something you could appreciate, you could cry when you got it. Then after a while you take it for granted. No, you have it. But that's not how life is. Any moment you can die. So if you are aware that you have something that you appreciate, any time you can die, then you will be more real then. You will appreciate. That's how it is. If you are living in the moment, then you appreciate all the time. Because you know how fragile this life is. It's not to be wasted in stupid things. If that is not clear, then you will always be confused. Confusion means that the mind has still the influence, and they have the upper hand. Peace means that now you have surrendered, you have understood, you have accepted something deeper. You're getting steady. And then peace comes. Then understanding comes. Then gratefulness comes. And then you don't take things for granted. You are enjoying. You are grateful. You are thankful. Then you can get shown even more. More beauty, more peace, more silence, because you are available. If you are not, then you get closed. Then one gets arrogant. Then what can come into something that is closed? It's impossible. Even if you are the Buddha, you can't learn or feel anything because you're closed. That's how it is. That's what Buddha said. If you are wicked, if you are bad, if you are arrogant, how can you wear the yellow robe? His sannyasins wore the yellow robe, the yellow cloth. And he must have, like everyone, have problems with people who is there, who is not really there. So how come you can't wear the yellow robe if you are not steady, if you are not dedicated? How can you wear it if you are all confused, if you are influenced by anything outside and inside? If you are not trustworthy, how can you wear the yellow robe? You have to wake up. You have to be devoted to it. Then only you can wear the yellow robe. Then only can you be a sannyasin. That is very clear. And he chose the color yellow. The yellow is the color of death, for a reminder how quick life comes and goes. What are you doing here? How do you live? That is his reminder. And just today I was walking in the forest and then beautiful yellow leaves everywhere. And then the sun came, and everything was golden, like golden leaves, so beautiful. And the grass was like gold, everything like gold. And I was thinking, so great. I'm like a king, all this gold. All this gold is beautiful and alive, so beautiful. But soon these leaves are falling. And that was the reminder of Buddha, no? It can be beautiful here, but everything has to go. Be aware how you live, what you do. Then you will appreciate, only then you will appreciate them. If any awareness, any consciousness, that soon all this will be gone, then you will appreciate. Especially if you have found peace, especially if you have found Buddha, and then there will be no conflict, then you will only wear the yellow robe, then you will be total sannyasinda. Then you stand up for the truth. You become trustworthy, steady. If this is not understood, then don't wear the yellow robe, don't be sannyasinda. This is only for those who wants to have peace. You've had enough conflict. Happiness comes like a shadow when you live it the right way, in the Dharma, in the truth. That just follows by itself. Because now you are conscious to see how things are, what is real, what is not real. When you have the real, the unreal doesn't interest you. Only the real. When you found love, then you don't want to live, because you know enough. about hatred, confusion. You want love, you want peace, you want silence, you want happiness. This is just a deep understanding that comes. With that understanding, then surrender, acceptance, peace. Then if anything, you can let go of anything in this world. Only that you want to hold on to. Not that you should do something else. You must be hungry now, so we will stop. Okay. Yes, okay. Jesus said, you can't live by bread alone, no? No, you can't live by bread alone, but you cannot only live by truth alone, no? So that's how it is. Aum, shit. Balance. Balance is good. Balance is holy. Out of balance, everything stops.
Как сам Буддхебьо Намо Арья Аволокете Шварая Бодхисаттвая Махасаттвая Махакаруникая Адьяндхам Дарадара Дхиридхи Till the time of